Live from the GPB newsroom, I'm Ricky Bevington. A bipartisan group of Southern senators is imploring Congress to pass a bill that includes disaster aid for farmers impacted by Hurricane Michael. Speaking at a press conference today, Georgia Republican Senator David Perdue says relief is taking too long.
This Hurricane Michael hit exactly in the week, literally the week of harvest for a number of major crops. And it totally destroyed much of the Georgia economic engine called agriculture.
A deal seems unlikely to happen soon. Lawmakers continue to fight over how much aid would go to Puerto Rico. A Gwinnett County jury sentenced a woman to death this morning. As GPB's Grant Blankenship reports, she defended herself throughout the murder trial.
Jurors who convicted Tiffany Moss of starving her 10-year-old stepdaughter to death never saw the pre-trial motion describing damage to Moss's prefrontal cortex, the part of the brain where decision-making happens. Robert Dunham is the executive director of the Death Penalty Information Center. He says had the pretrial judge found the brain damage evidence of her mental incompetence, Moss would have been assigned a lawyer at trial. Instead, jurors had no explanation for Moss's decision not to cross-examine witnesses or put up any defense. Dunham says that likely left jurors with one interpretation.
They are much more likely to believe that they're looking at a monster who needs to be sentenced to death.
Moss's is the first death penalty sentence in Georgia in 5 years. For GPB News, I'm Grant Blankenship in Macon.
Meanwhile, a man who's scheduled to be executed this week is asking the Georgia Parole Board to spare his life. Scotty Garnell Morrow is set to be put to death Thursday. He was convicted of murder in the deaths of two women nearly 25 years ago. The State Board of Pardons and Paroles will hold a clemency hearing tomorrow. That's the board that has the only authority in Georgia to commute a death sentence. I'm Ricky Bevington for GPB News.